reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 7, Text number 12-14, Translation. That most exalted devotee, Maharaj Bharat, in this way, engaged constantly in devotional service, Adilad, naturally, his love for Vasudeva, Krishna, increased more and more and melted his heart. Consequently, he gradually lost all attachment for regulative duties. The hairs of his body stood on end, and all the ecstatic bodily symptoms were manifest. Tears flowed from his eyes, so much so that he could not see anything. So he constantly meditated on the radiant lotus feet of the Lord. At that time, his heart, which was like a lake, was filled with the water of ecstatic love. So his mind was immersed in that lake. He even forgot the regulative service to the Lord. Then, one is actually advanced in ecstatic love for Krishna. 8 transcendental blissful symptoms are manifest in the body. Those are the symptoms of perfection arising from loving service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Since Maharaj Bharat was constantly engaged in devotional service, all the symptoms of ecstatic love were manifest in his body. Maharaj Bharat appeared very beautiful. He had a wealth of curly hair on his head, which was wet from bathing 3 times a day. He dressed in dark deep skin. He worshipped Lord Narayan, whose body was composed of golden effulgence and who resided within the sun. Maharaj Bharat worshipped Lord Narayan by chanting the hymns given in the Rig Veda, and he recited the following verse as the sun rose. The predominating deity within the sun is Hiranmaya, Lord Narayan. He is worshipped by Gayatri Mantra, Om Bhur Bhuva Swaha Tatva Vitro Renya Bhargava Devachati Mahi. He is also worshipped by other hymns mentioned in the Rig Veda. For instance, Jaya Sada Savitra Mandala Madhyavati. Within the sun, Lord Narayan is situated and he has a golden hue. Today's sloka. Sarvaraja Savitur Jata Vedo Devasya Bargo Manasedam Jana Dijana Sureta Sada Punar Avishya Chaste Hamsam Gudranam Rushad Ringiranama. Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is situated in pure goodness. He illuminates the entire universe and bestows all benediction upon his devotees. The Lord has created this universe from his own spiritual potency. According to his desire, the Lord entered this universe as the super soul, and by virtue of his different potencies, he is maintaining all living entities desiring material enjoyment. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the Lord, who is the giver of intelligence. The Personality of Godhead is situated in pure goodness. He illuminates the entire universe and bestows all benedictions upon his devotees. The Lord has created this universe from his own spiritual potency. According to his desire, the Lord entered this universe as the super soul, and by virtue of his different potencies, he is maintaining all living entities desiring material enjoyment. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the Lord, who is the giver of intelligence. But the predominating deity of the sun is another expansion of Narayan, who is illuminating the entire universe. The Lord enters the hearts of all living entities as the super soul, and he gives them the intelligence and fulfills their material desires. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto, and seated in everyone's heart. 15th chapter 15. As the super soul, the Lord enters the hearts of all living entities. As stated in Brahma Samhita, Andantarastha Paramanu Chayantarastham, he enters the universe and in the atom and between the atoms as well. In the Rig Veda, the predominating deity of the sun is worshipped by the mantra Deya Sada Savitra Mandala Madhyavarti Narayana Sarati Jasana Sannivishta. Narayana sits on his lotus flower within the sun. By reciting this mantra, every living entity should take shelter of Narayana, just as the sun rises. According to modern scientists, the material world rests on the sun's effulgence. Due to sunshine, all planets are rotating, vegetables are growing. We also have information that the moonshine helps vegetables and helps to grow. Actually, Narayan with his sun is maintaining the entire universe. Therefore, Narayan should be worshipped by Gayatri Mantra or the Rig Veda Mantra. Thus, the Bhaktivedanta purpose, the 5th canto, 7th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled The Activities of King Bharata. Basically, there are two kinds of living entities searching for sense gratification or material pleasure, which constitute most of the living entities of this world, material universe. In the universe, almost everyone is looking for sense gratification. There are very few living entities are experienced or who are knowledgeable. Experienced, knowledgeable people, they don't go for sense gratification. Experienced, ignorant people, they strive for sense gratification. Except the spiritual people, let's say everyone is simply under the modes of material nature, ignorance, mode of ignorance and mode of passion. Although mode of passion is better than mode of ignorance, but there is no benefit working under mode of ignorance and mode of passion. What is attained by materialistic people? That can be attained by spiritual people very easily. Materialists are working very hard. Very hard, because you have to work within the laws of nature. The racket, it's not that actually you can have pushtoka yamana. That is called transcendental airplane, Pushpagamana. And Pushpagamana doesn't have to operate under any material laws. Suppose your aeroplane or a bus. So you have to consider too many things. You cannot have golden tires. The golden tire will have too much friction. The vehicle cannot go. So you need material that is of less friction, the rubber. The rubber can take in bumps and come out. It is metal, it cannot. Similarly, you have to convert some fuel into energy, force. Then how can the vehicle run? It's not that you can put water and you run your car. You cannot run the car with water. Simply you have to follow material laws. You think you are intelligent, but you are more controlled by the complexities of material nature. So that's why if people want to drive, let us see the brake is in condition, there is petrol, there is air in the tires, and there is oil, machine oil, and then there is water in the radiator, and you have to clean the vents are clean, otherwise it will make noise. All things. But because people are so stupid, they are proud, arrogant. They have become simply a slave. We are saying, why don't you become slave of Krishna? Want to become slave of Maya. People want to serve Maya, which is thankless master. Maya is a thankless master. Suppose there is a master, like you know, we all have master-servant relation. We are trying to consider him as master and render service to the best of your capacity. Suppose I don't see to your rest, I don't see to your capacity, and I don't see to your needs, and I'm not satisfied with what you are doing, however hard you must strive. Just like sometimes we take a whip. Who is a good master? Who is a bad master? A good master not only extracts work, but he will also take good care of the servant. That's a good master. The analogy of the cow and the herd. The nice care you take of the cow, the cow will cooperate and give you maximum milk. So if the cowherd boy, if he doesn't take care of the cow, doesn't give the cow love and affection, doesn't provide water and grass, feed, You don't keep the goshala clean, but you only come to take milk. The cow is not happy. Especially cows are sensitive, like human beings. Human beings, if you take good care of them, they want to work more. This is called HRD, Human Resource Development. The same human being, if they are put in certain conditions, their productivity goes down, they are unhappy, they are quarrelsome. The same human being, if they are taken care nicely, then they will be very innovative, creative, energetic, and they are very satisfied. క్లాసింగ్ పది నిమిషాలు ఉంటుంది. ఎక్స్ట్రాక్ట్ బెస్ట్ అండ్ మ్యాక్సిమం. మీటర్ ఎవ్రీ మాస్టర్ wants to draw out the most and best for a person. But if you are not a good manager, then everything may be spoiled. That's why everybody needs training. Suddenly you bring somebody and put him the president at the temple. Suddenly you bring somebody and you put him as guru. Now this will be your guru from today. Everybody has to be qualified. You have to be a sannyasi. You have to be qualified. Not that because I get Mahaprasadam plate. Not that everybody will put garlands to me. And then everybody will bow down. All that is nice to become a sannyasi. But you also have to do the duties of a sannyasi. Krishna talks about brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, and sannyasi. So that is the very topmost position in human society. That's why people respect. But don't manage people. A sannyasi is supposed to be kind. A sannyasi is supposed to be exemplary. A sannyasi is supposed to be knowledge. A sannyasi is supposed to be a very staunch devotee of Krishna. And by his presence, he has to bring people to Krishna. That is the business. The sannyasi is there. You hear him, you watch him, you follow him, you will become a devotee of Krishna. Otherwise, how is the leader of the society? The leader of the society has to be a devotee of Krishna, and then you will become satisfied and happy. And then your followers also, expertly, you educate them, you train them, you show by your example, you show by your tolerance and patience, because it is not easy to become a complete person overnight. Human frailties. We all have habits, We all have nature. We all have weaknesses. We all have certain desires which are not good. So it is not like from a bowl of rice we take away stones. You can do it instantly. But take away bad ideas, bad thoughts, bad practices. It's not just like that. Because we are human beings. We have a mind. So mind functions over time and practice. That's why people are cultured. It is coming. Suppose somebody is very truthful, somebody is honest, somebody is sincere, somebody is kind. That means for so many lifetimes he is striving for perfection. That's the sixth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. It says, अर्जुन उवाच आयति श्रद्धयोपेतो योगाश्चलितमानसः अप्राप्य योगसंसिद्धिं कामगतिं कृष्ण गच्छति. श्री भगवान उवाच आयति श्रद्धयोपेतो योगाश्चलितमानसः अप्राप्य योगसंसिद्धिं कामगतिं कृष्ण गच्छति. One who is striving for self-realization, atma-sakshatkar. If you cannot succeed, just like civil exams, to become an IAS officer, IPS officer, it's not that everybody can walk in, IPS cleared, IAS cleared, it's not like that. Because the bigger job you want, the tougher test you have to take. All filtration. Filtered, filtered, filtered. And the best people who are very competitive. In our world, people who are very good karmas. People who have good karmas from the past. Because of the good karmas, they are intelligent. Because of the good karmas, they are disciplined. Because of the good karmas, they are hard working. So you take up a challenge and all of us are human beings, but our concentration is not the same. Our ability to work, focus on work is not the same. Our ability to grasp, it is also not the same. All human beings. That means some past life. So whoever has done good will come with credit. Whoever has done bad, now he has to correct himself. He has to attempt now. Because you cannot clear your seal exam. Some people clear it on the first instance, and some people cannot clear. They have to say, they cannot attempt. So, the point is that to be a good person, to be a gentle person, it takes culture. Culture to train. Whoever has got training from childhood, whoever has got training from past life, they are born great. By birth they are great. It's not that God is partial. It's not that God is whimsical. God is neutral. Samam sarva bhuteshu name deshosina priya. Krishna says, I don't favor anyone, I don't hate anyone, everyone is equal to me. So, the point is, it takes time. So Arjuna is asking, human beings, they should attempt self-realization. And not everyone is attempting. And not everyone is attempting right. People are misled. You know? They don't know what is the right path and wrong path. They want to attempt. But before you attempt, you should have intelligence to decide what is the right course. So, human life is meant for self-realization. Atato Brahma Jignyata. But most of the people, they are not interested, what to speak of making an attempt. They are not interested, they are completely like animals, completely controlled by their body. What is the difference between a human being and an animal? A human being is in control of his body. The animal is controlled by the body. So if we are not trained, we are like animals. Anytime sense gratification. Anytime sense enjoyment. But disciplined people, they have time to eat, they have time to mate, they have time to sleep. Not that they are not in control. I don't know, I just want to do this, do that. What is Krishna consciousness about? Krishna consciousness is right training field. In military also they are getting training. In coaching class also they are getting training. But they cannot become happy. They cannot live a meaningful life. They cannot be pleasing to others. If you are a mature person, wherever you go, you know how to keep people happy. You know the art. So, they are getting training. Everywhere people are getting training. But that is misdirected training. They don't know. You give spiritual training, things don't change. Spiritual training, your behavior will change. You give spiritual training, your level of happiness will change. You be given spiritual training, and you can achieve a lot. Because you know how to overcome the modes of material nature. A tamogun, rajogun man, a satogun person, you know, the story of three brothers, but their nature is one is in tamogun, one is in rajogun, one is in satogun. So the father, he gave equal opportunity. He had some property and he divided the property like God, equally. Any partiality. This is what we have. Equally, this is your share, this is your share, your share. He did not say because he is a young man, so let us give him more. Or he is an elderly son, let's give him more. All three sons he gave. And said, now you develop your fortune. God has given us human birth, He has given us freedom. Now you develop your fortune. Use your energy, use your intelligence, use your time, and let us see who will be more successful. So, one fellow is Tamagun. They all decided to do business of hats, hat selling business. Topiwala. They want to sell hats and business. So they purchased it. 100 hats they purchased. So they went out. One fellow went and then he walked for some time. Was tired. He lied down under a tree. He lied down under a tree. But there were monkeys on the tree. But this guy was wearing a hat. The monkeys saw. Having a nap. All the monkeys came down. They pulled all the hats out. Like that. And then they all... And this guy got up. All my hats are... The monkeys. Because he is an ignorant. He said, oh, all my investment is there. And he started crying, the monkeys. And when he chased the monkeys, they became more angry. And then they started tearing the hat. This guy crying. He came back home. Second brother, with his 100 hats, he also went. And then he was also taking rest in under the same tree. And again all the monkeys, they all came and they took away the hats. And this man is in Rajagun. The first person, when Tamogun was simply crying and doesn't know what to do. But this guy was trying to throw stones, pull the hats. How can he get all the hats back? So he's wasting his time. Monkeys are running here, running there, doing all this. No, do anything. So he came back also morose. And the third brother, who is in Sattvagun, is very intelligent. So even the, he also took rest. And he saw that all his hats are up into the monkey's hands. He was not upset or he was not sitting around headlessly. That guy, he took out his hat, put it on the ground to think. And he said all the monkeys also took their hats off. Then he understood, ah, monkeys, they imitate. He took out his hat, just to think, what to do? The monkeys all took their hats up. Then he put the hat down and they all threw. So then he threw the hat down and all the monkeys also started throwing the hats down. He took the hat and then he went on his business. Tamogini person became very upset, crying. And Rajogun person chasing, running. Up and down, no benefit. And Sattvagun person, very observant, and intelligent. And then he could manage the situation, and he could go on with his business. So, the point is, everyone needs training. And what kind of training? According to Lakshman or according to Manohar, people are giving Manohar tuition classes, useless. Your tuition classes according to Bhagavad Gita. Here we are not giving you our personalized training. We have benefited from Bhagavad Gita and we are also trying to. I am also a small person like you. So what can I benefit you? But Bhagavad Gita is a great book. So when great people come and introduce Bhagavad Gita, then you see the transformation of your life. then you know how to transform the lives of others. So this Bharat Maharaj, people are running all over the world to find happiness. But Bharat Maharaj was simply in one place, simply is doing according to Guru's instruction, and is practicing Krishna consciousness. And all is ecstatic emotions. All good qualities are pouring out without any sense enjoyment. Simply is crying tears of joy. If you demand joy from outside, today you will make joy and tomorrow you will cry. So tomorrow is not going to be same as today. But if you find happiness in yourself, then guaranteed that you will always be happy, because you are not dependent on anything outside you. Simply you know how to find happiness in yourself. So, but people are ignorant, people are passionate, no one is level-headed to stop and pay attention to Bhagavad Gita. No one is faithful to chant Hare Krishna and see. When great people are chanting Hare Krishna, when God Himself has come into this world and is chanting Hare Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and all great people, Mahatmas, they are all chanting, and the whole world is simply neglecting chanting. How can they become happy? So Bharat Maharaj, because he is trained by his father, Guru. His father was not ordinary father, Rishabhadev. Rishabhadev was a Raja Rishi. So we need Krishna conscious people in this place, and they should train. And you can see the world can be changed so nicely. Now, people are only human beings in body, but they are animals by their mentality. They are animalistic. It's not that we are trying to criticize them. But by their own activities, they are found to be like animals. If somebody is interested only eating, mating and sleeping, he is living like an animal. But when we are trying to understand mind, understand God, and wants to know the best thing we can do. The best thing we can do is, you do what Krishna says. Don't try to speculate what is best thing. Whatever Krishna is telling you, you do that. That is the best thing. Because God knows. So what Krishna is saying? Manmanabha madbhakto madhya jivam namaskuru mamai vaishyati satyante jati jane priyosime. So Bharat Maharaj, how he has become such a great man. This whole world at one time was known as Bharatavarsha. The whole world. Now even Bharat Desh is also called India. It's good. They are not using the word Bharat Desh, because no one is like a follower of Bharat. If people of this land are following Bharat, then you can say this is Bharat Desh. Everyone is a spiritual person. So rightly Krishna has taken away the intelligence. That's why India. India. Actually, because Pakistan, Hindustan, Hindu, river called Indus River, Sindhu, Sindhu River, Britishers were calling it Indus River, and then they called Indians, people who are living on the side of Indus River, they were called Indians, just like people who are living by the side of Himalayas, they are called Himalayan tribes. People who are living in Nepal, they are called Nepalese. People who are living in Ceylon, Ceylonese. People who are living by the Indus River, they are called Indians. Actually, we should not be called by land name or river name. We should be called by our Gotra. We are children of great rishis and munis. You are from a Reddy father. You are from a Naidu father. But you should know that we are not from Reddy father and Naidu father. We are all children of God, Krishna's children. In other way, we are all children of great rishis and munis. That's why when you take Diksha, your name will be changed. Now you are not some this and that. You are Das, Krishna Das, Vaikuntha Das, Ayodhyapati Das, Sadevi Dasi. So this Bharat Maharaj, he was a strict follower of Aryan civilization. He is a strict follower of Sanatana Dharma. So he was very qualified in always. He was not just a qualified king. He was now a very qualified devotee. So, how simply he is invoking God in all his activities. He has understood the principle of life. You know God, you know everything. You don't know God, you know nothing. Devotees are not impressed with PhDs and MBAs and all that. They are not impressed. It's only a beggar's life. You have an MBA, I told last night, no? They are all MBAs, begging, please give me job, please give me job. Like Sudras, they are beggars and Sudras. All your degrees will make you beggars and Sudras. Not very nice. Suppose you spend 30 years and still you are a beggar. Shame. 30 years you have to build up your empire. But because you are 30 years you have spent for your MBA, MTech, still you are a beggar. After 30 years I want a job. You don't know how to stand on your own legs. And then you are a Sudra. Sudra means all dirty habits. 30 years education, but your behavior has not changed, nothing. There is no good behavior. Sudra and beggar. So do you want that kind of education? No. Never. Nobody wants that kind of education. So we need Krishna conscious education. Krishna conscious education, how to depend on God. Krishna says, you depend on me. I will maintain you. Simple. Krishna is the giver. Krishna is God. Krishna has everything unlimited. And we are saying you become a beggar before Krishna. Don't be an ordinary beggar. ISKCON means International Society of Beggars. The worldwide organization of beggars. but not beggars like these people, we beg Krishna. And Krishna is saying, you come to me, come to me. But you are going to useless people, please give me job, please give me some money, I get some. So Bharat Maharaj is staying for himself and he is doing all practices according to Guru Parampara, and then Krishna is just walking next to him. Krishna is carefully taking care of him. He is completely ecstasy. He is all emotions. No negative emotions. Bharat Maharaj has no hatred, no anger, no jealousy, love flowing all over. Bharat Maharaj, love is flowing. Let's say when he saw a deer, baby deer about to die. I cannot see that. Like morning Mangalarti, you see, sometimes we are pushing ant here and there. We kill ants. We should not be so blunt. Ants are under your feet and you have to go like that. To keep the place clean. You have to keep the place clean. You have to find out where the ants are coming. Stop it. So only for Krishna service, you can kill. But Haribol, and you kill ant under your feet. Not a nice deal. For your sake, don't kill. For Krishna service, what can you do? Hare Krishna. Lead to Vaikuntha. Hare Krishna. What can you do? You start putting beet on Prabhupada. All black spots on Prabhupada's clothes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama.